This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Yesenia Bustamante. Date of birth, May 11, 1975. Case ID number is 6098492. Date of exam, September 21, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from Mission Regional Medical Center, dated 7/27/22, and from Grecia Chapa, family nurse practitioner, dated 1/27/23. Also, a Social Security questionnaire dated 4/14/2023. Identifying information. This is a 48-year-old single female with three grown children that are males who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anemia, comma, folliculitis on both shoulders, comma, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, Bell's palsy, comma, decreased vision, comma, knee slash leg cramps, comma, and anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in June of 2023, where she worked as a hairstylist for 25 years. She also worked at the same time at a child daycare center for also the 25 years. During the time that she worked, she worked part-time as a hairstylist and part-time as a child daycare center helper. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, anemia. Number two, folliculitis on both shoulders. Number three, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Number four, Bell's palsy. Number five, decreased vision. Number six, knee leg cramps. And number seven, anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, anemia. The claimant states that in April 2022, she was having problems with severe anemia secondary to profuse menstrual periods. The claimant states that her last hemoglobin and hematocrit was 7.2/27.2, respectively. She was diagnosed with iron deficiency anemia. Her last hemoglobin was 7.7. She states that she was suffering from weakness, comma, decreased energy, comma, and feeling cold. She denies receiving any transfusions. She was placed on ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams QD, and states that she's doing better at this time. Allegation number two, folliculitis on both shoulders and multiple abscesses all over her body. The claimant states that since 2021, she has developed multiple boils on her shoulders as well as on her arms and legs, which are multiple abscesses. She was placed on multiple antibiotics for her condition and states that the infections would go away, but they would always come back. The claimant is a diabetic with a hemoglobin A1C of 9.4% and is not taking her medications. She's obviously not very well controlled and is having these abscesses all over her body. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2007, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from severe diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and hands, where she has a burning sensation and a needle-type sensation, along with twitching of her hands and feet. She states at times she can have a frozen foot sensation. She checks her blood glucose levels once per day. Her last reading was 230 mg/dL. She states it usually comes out between 115 to 415 mg/dL. She is presently taking glipizide 10 milligrams BID, Janumet 50 mg/1,000 mg BID, and metformin 1,000 mg BID, which she states she's not taking secondary to lack of funds, but states that she only takes the metformin if she doesn't take the Janumet. Her hemoglobin A1C is 9.4%. which indicates that she is very poorly controlled at this time. Allegation number 4, Bell's palsy. The claimant states that since 2020, she states at that time she had Bell's palsy for 2 months. She was given physical therapy and vitamin B12 shots. It affected the left side of her body, which has resolved, and the claimant has recovered completely from all her symptoms. She appears to be doing well. Number 5, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed with decreased vision. The claimant is nearsighted and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. She denies any glaucoma or trauma at this time. She says she has more problems with the right eye than the left, and she does wear glasses. The claimant also states that her night vision, as well as her peripheral vision, is poor. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does have prescribed glasses, but she does not wear them at this time. Allegation number 6, leg cramps. The claimant states that in 2022, she started to develop knee and leg cramps, which she states might have been from electrolyte imbalance. She was diagnosed with myalgia. No x-rays were negative, and she denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, and generalized cramps in both legs areas. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Iskandon. She is presently on a leave, 250 milligrams, which she takes at night, and does give her relief. She does no other physical activity at this time. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, and sometimes doing the laundry. She states that her sons help her with the chores. Allegation number 7, anxiety. The claimant states that in February 2023, she was having severe problems with anxiety and depression. She states that she has nervousness, crying spells, decreased appetite, panic attacks, and insomnia. She states that she is very nervous about her financial situation and all the bills that she has. The claimant is presently at this time single with three sons. As she states, her younger son is helping her with the bills, which she states makes her sad because she wants him to study and live his life. She is presently on hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams, TID. Her condition, she also denies any suicidal attempts or ideation. She appears to be doing fairly well, but does appear to be teary-eyed when she came to see me. Her condition at this time is stable. Family history. Her mother is 69 years old and has diabetes mellitus, high blood pressure, a type 2 diabetes without complications. Her father died at the age of 71 from heart disease and a myocardial infarction. He was a heavy smoker. Her maternal grandmother is dead and died of diabetes mellitus without complications. The grandfather is also dead, and he died also of type 2 diabetes mellitus. And she also had an aunt who died at the age of 55 from diabetes mellitus. She comes from a migrant family history with bleeding disorders and blood clot disorders. Medications. Glipizide, 10 milligrams BID, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams TID, furosulfate, 325 milligrams QD, Janumet, 50 milligrams dash 1,000 milligrams BID, lisinopril, 10 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, calcium, 10 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, metformin, hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of gestational diabetes, mellitus, comma, history of fatty liver, comma, history of folliculitis and abscess formation, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, type 2, multiple ulcers and diabetic dermatosis of the body, iron deficiency anemia, comma, decreased vision, comma, hypertriglyceridemia, comma, history of blood clotting disorder, comma, major surgery, C-section times 3, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one cigarette every other, one half pack of cigarettes every other day for 12 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit. Weight 143 pounds. Height 5 feet 1 1/2 inches tall. BP 147 over 95 mmHg. Second reading 133 over 95 mmHg. Heart rate 74 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. BMI 25.5. Oxygen saturation 98%. General, this is a 48-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant had multiple cavities and missing teeth. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not present with glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple skin lesions, consisted of dermatofibromas, but also dermatosis diabetico, resulting from multiple small abscesses over her body from uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Could you drop down to neurological, the last sentence? Reflexes of patellar and ankle are 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The third paragraph, the claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for multiple abscess formations secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant knows evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields but does have some limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in a workplace environment secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 9.4%. And diabetic polyneuropathy with cramps and multiple sores over her body. Probable diagnoses. Number one, anemia dash is being treated at this time. Her last hemoglobin was 7.7, which is still low, but she is still being treated for her condition. Allegation number two, folliculitis with boils on both shoulders, dash multiple abscess formations secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. They have healed but have caused multiple scars all over her body. She does have a few active abscesses on her shoulder. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus type 2 with severe, with moderate to severe diabetic polyneuropathy, dash confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 9.4, which percent, which is very high. The claimant does not appear to be well controlled. Allegation number four, Bell's palsy, dash, has been treated and is resolved at this time. Number five, decreased vision, dash, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant was given glasses, but she does not wear her glasses at this time. Allegation number six, knee and leg cramps, more likely than not coming from uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and electrolyte imbalance. The claimant has been evaluated but has not been treated. Number seven, anxiety / depression being treated right now at this time. Appears to be fairly well controlled. The claimant has multiple financial problems which appear to be causing her stress. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Yesenia Bustamante.